我们今天庆祝复活节。
We're celebrating Easter today.
我想已经大家听了很多次，知道今天就是为庆祝复活节。
I think everybody knows why we're here to celebrate Easter.
在基督教的节日中间有几个比较重大的节日。
And in Christianity, we have a few important holidays.
一般说来，大家都知道圣诞节，因为耶稣基督降生了。
I think most people know about Christmas because that's when Christ was born.
那是一个非常热闹的日子，普天同庆。
That was a very joyous occasion.
我的外公正好那天生的，所以他说：“你看多好，我的生日每年都是大家跟我一起庆祝，全世界跟我一起庆祝。”
And my father-in-law was actually
no, my 外祖父
my grandfather was actually born on Christmas, so he thinks it's great that everybody's celebrating today.
我想不是每个人都能说今天复活节，大家跟我一起庆祝复活吧。
Too many people that can say, "Oh, they were born on Easter."
因为那他在复活节复活。
That he was resurrected on Easter.
复活节特别，因为只有一个人复活过。
Because there's only one person that can say they were resurrected on Easter.
而我们也真的知道，复活节是基督教里面信仰中间最重要一个节日。
And we know that actually Easter is the most important holiday in Christianity.
其实当耶稣基督降生之后，从他降生以来，一路一路发展，一直走到他钉十字架。
Actually, when Christ came to this earth, his whole life journey was to die on the cross.
所以刚才我们讲两个节期，一个圣诞节，一个复活节，可以说把耶稣基督的生平都放在里面了。
And so actually, if we talk about Christmas and Easter, we're talking about the whole life of Christ.
他在地上怎样做工，怎样行走，怎样侍奉，怎样向人传讲、讲道、解释，还有宣告神国、天国的福音。
And also how he preached and taught and talked about the kingdom of God here on earth.
这是在圣经里面给我们记载的。
And this is what the Bible tells us.
并且在教会的年历里面周而复始一直传讲这样的事。
And actually, this is something that the church has been talking about through the ages.
前两天我们教会了一通来纪念主耶稣基督受难的日子。
And a couple of days ago, a lot of us are here celebrating Good Friday.
我们许多弟兄姊妹们下了班之后还赶来参加这样的受难节的纪念。
And many of the brothers and sisters in the church came here to celebrate this Good Friday.
那是因为耶稣基督为我们成就何等的救恩，他为我们亲自担当了罪与罪的刑罚。
And so we were celebrating the fact that Christ came to bear the burden of our sins.
今天早晨 Pastor Francis 讲了一句很有意思的话。
And actually, Pastor Francis just said something very interesting.
他说今天是复活节，我们要庆祝啊，记得对诗班讲的。
And he reminded all of us that Easter we're here to celebrate.
他说你们不管怎么脸上要有笑容啊。
He told the choir, you have to smile because this is a celebration.
所有的哭泣，你礼拜五已经哭完了。
So all of our crying was done on Good Friday.
其实礼拜五晚上当耶稣基督受难的时候，那些门徒们真的在痛苦。
Actually, that's true. On Good Friday, the disciples were really in sorrow.
因为他们不知道耶稣真的要复活。
Because they didn't really know that a few days later Christ would be resurrected.
这是很稀奇的一件事情，第一次的复活节居然没有预备。
And this is something very interesting in that the first Easter, the disciples didn't have any preparation.
第一个复活节的时候，没有人知道他要降临，他要来临。
And no one understood that on the first Easter that he was going to be resurrected.
耶稣基督降生的时候，还有一些事先庆祝的活动，对吗？
And when Christ was born, there were some things that were there to celebrate.
至少那些牧羊人知道，至少那些东方的博士们知道，对吗？
And actually, there were a few people who knew, like the shepherds and the angels and the wise men.
但是复活节来了，没有人竟然没有人知道这么重要的节日来了。
But when the first Easter came, nobody really realized the importance.
事实上，门徒们都大为诧异，不知道怎么回事。
And actually, those disciples then they didn't know what was happening.
刚才我们读的经文告诉我们，其实第一日就是安息日过了以后的第一日，那些妇女们要去坟墓看什么，做什么。
And so the scripture we just read, we see that the women went to the tomb to go look for something.
他们要看什么呢？
But what were they there to look for?
我想他们圣经上讲得很清楚，他们预备是要预备去给他膏抹。
And I think according to the scriptures, it says they are actually going there to anoint the body.
因为按照犹太人的规矩，一定要用殡葬的礼仪，要用香膏把它抹了，把它弄干净了，好把它埋葬起来。
And because according to Jewish tradition, you need to clean the body and then anoint it before burial.
但是因为月节是个大日，他们不能够把尸首留在十字架上面。
But because the crucifixion was on.Right before the Sabbath, they couldn't leave the body on the cross.
匆匆忙忙的有两个男士，就是亚利马太的约瑟和尼哥底母，他们匆匆把耶稣基督裹了以后就往洞里塞。
And so, there was two disciples that quickly took the body of Jesus and put it in the tomb before the Sabbath.
那些妇女们大概认为这项工作做得不大好吧。
And so, probably the women thought, well, they didn't do a good job of the preparation.
所以他们想要重新给他殡葬起来。
So they wanted to.Redo the burial preparation.
但是大出意外，等到他们到坟墓一看，
But when they went to the tomb,
这么坟墓门是开的。
They discovered the tomb was open.
你知道坟墓的门其实是块大石头。
But actually, you know, in front of the tomb was a very large rock.
他们也许还不知道怎么样，他们去了还不晓，想不到怎么样几个妇女能够把那么大的石头推开。
Maybe when they went, they really didn't think about how are they going to get that stone away from the tomb.
但是到那一看，坟墓已经开了。
When they went, they discovered, wow, the stone was rolled aside.
两个天使坐在那里，跟他们讲说：“你们找什么？”
And then there was an angel there who asked them, "What are
you looking
for?"
我们知道你是要找寻找那个钉十字架的耶稣。
We know that you're looking for the one who was crucified.
但是他不在这里，他已经复活了，正如他所说的，你们来看安放他的地方。
But he is no longer here. He's been resurrected, and come see where he lay.
弟兄姊妹们，这是第一个复活节的信息。
And so this was the first Easter message.
如果是要庆祝复活节的话，就是天使对妇女们说：“你们赶快去告诉他的门徒们，他已经复活，不在这里了。”
And so really, if we think about the first Easter message, it was the angel telling the women, "Go back and tell the disciples he has risen."
这就是两千年来教会所宣告的信息：耶稣基督已经复活了。
So this is the message to the church of these last 2,000 years. Christ has risen.
不仅是复活节，我们这样宣告。
It's not only during Easter that was proclaimed.
每一个主日，我们都像这七日第一日一样，宣告说耶稣已经复活了。
And actually, every Sunday we proclaim the same message.
我们再看到底这些天使们讲的什么话。
And let's see what exactly the angel said to the women.
他们说他不在这里。照着他所说的，已经复活了。你们来看安放他的地方。
He said he is not here, but go and see where he lay and see that he's resurrected.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果你仔细分析一下的话，天使们所讲的信息，并不是新的信息。
But actually, if you analyze what the angel said, what the message of the angel was not a new one.
天使的宣告不过是重复耶稣基督自己已经说过的话。
Actually, the angel was just repeating what Jesus had already said previously.
我怎么知道？因为这里天使说，照他所说的。
How do I know this? Because according to scripture, it says as he's told you.
弟兄姊妹们，天使讲的话是耶稣已经讲过的话。
And so the angels actually said what Jesus had already said.
对谁说的？
And who did he say to?
对他的门徒所说的。
He said it to his disciples.
为什么我们知道？
And how do we know that?
因为马太福音16章里面给我们看见一个例子。
Because we can see in Matthew chapter 16 one example.
耶稣基督告诉他的门徒，当他在该撒利亚腓立比问了门徒一些话之后，他才宣告他要复活的消息。
And so when the disciples were with Jesus at Caesarea Philippi, he told them what was going to happen.
因为在该撒利亚腓立比，耶稣问几个门徒，你们说我是谁？
Because at Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, "Who do you think that I am?"
他先问他的门徒，人们说我是谁？
He first asked disciples, "Who do other people think I am?"
那些门徒听了很多很多的评论，听了很多很多关于耶稣基督讲论。
And so his disciples had actually heard a lot of different opinions.
他们就把这些事情来转告耶稣。
And then they repeated the same thing to Jesus.
有人说你是耶利米。
And some people said that you were
Jeremiah. 有人说你是施洗的约翰。
Some people think you are John the Baptist.
我相信一定很多很多说是这个的，是那个的，是那一位先知，讲了很多很多的话。
And other people had different opinions, the prophets had come, etc.
但是这些耶稣觉得都不够中肯。
But actually, he didn't feel like none of those answers were right.
所以他再问门徒说，你们说我是谁？
So he asked the disciples again, who do you think that I am?
因为经过好几年，一年，三年的训练，三年的跟随耶稣，这些门徒们应当知道他是谁。
Because after following Jesus for 3 years, the disciples should have known who he was.
怎么知道？
How would they know?
根据他所说的话。
According to what he said.
根据他的宣告。
According to what he proclaimed.
根据他的教训。
According to his teachings.
根据耶稣讲到的时候，讲到的一些国度的内容。
And according to what he had said about the kingdom.
根据耶稣在公开执事的时候，天使的工作。
And actually also the work of the angels.
当他在受浸的时候，有天使在天上宣告说，父神的声音说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他，并且圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他的身上。
And like for example, when he was baptized, the dove came down on him, and there was a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son.
根据他在公开侍奉的时候，人说，他说话不像我们的文士，因为他的说话里面有权柄。
When he was serving publicly, people noticed that he spoke with authority, not like the scribes and other religious.
这个人不一样，他讲的话有带有权柄。
The words that he said had authority.
根据耶稣所行的神奇，五饼二鱼叫这么多人，叫五千人吃饱。
And according to his miracles, where he fed the 5,000.
所以他们这些门徒们已经看了许许多多关于耶稣基督所做的事、所讲的话。
So actually, the disciples saw many things that Jesus did and said.
弟兄姊妹们，这些外面所发生的事情，在一个人的心里面产生了作用。
And so actually, all these things that happened, actually affected them inside.
我说一个人，因为这个人代表了门徒们说话。
And so one person said something that represented what all the disciples.
彼得回答说，你是基督，永生神儿子。
So Peter, the leader, came out and said, You are the Christ, the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣一点都没有推辞，一点都没有谦让。
And Jesus didn't at all not accept this description of him.
因为这就是他希望门徒们所看出来、所明白、所领会、所接受、所认证的真理。
Because this is what Jesus actually hoped that the disciples would recognize about him.
所以耶稣就说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的。”
And so Jesus said, Simon, you are blessed.
因为这不是属血肉的，只是你的。
Because this knowledge is not from the flesh and blood.
是我在天上的父指示你的。
But it's from God that showed this to you.
弟兄姊妹们，这是耶稣第一次正面承认他的身份和地位，就是基督，神所立的基督。
And so this is the first time that the disciples recognize that Jesus was the Son of God.
而你马上接下去在16章里面读到，在马太福音16章读到21节。
And so if you look at Matthew chapter 16, the 21st verse.
从此以后，耶稣才指示门徒。
From that time on, Jesus began to explain.
他说什么？他要到耶路撒冷去，他要被交在文士和法利赛人和长老的手里，他们要杀他。第三天，他要复活。
That he must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers. That he must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你的感觉怎么样。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know how you feel when you read this.
彼得听见了。
Peter heard.
但是不接受。
But he didn't accept what Jesus said.
所以他很鲁莽地对耶稣说：“夫子，万不可如此。”
And so Peter immediately said to the Lord,
"Never, Lord, this should never happen." 你不可以这样讲。
This should never happen to you.
如果是我从前小孩子，呸呸呸，不算，叫你讲话不算，那个意思。
It's kind of like him saying to a little kid, "Oh, what I said did I didn't really mean it."
你不可以死，你怎么可以被杀呢
？Peter said, "You couldn't. You're not allowed to die."
因为我们盼望拯救以色列的就是你啊。
Because you're the savior of Israel.
但是耶稣说：“撒旦，退我后面去。
”But Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan."
刚刚才称赞彼得，你是西门巴约拿，是约拿鸽子，是天父指示你，叫你知道我是基督。
Just after Jesus had really praised Peter for recognizing him as Christ.
现在就说彼得，你不要体贴你的肉体，不要体贴你自己的感觉。
But now he was saying to Peter, don't go according to your own feelings.
弟兄姊妹们，如果是留心的门徒。 认真学习的门徒，这一次他应当听见了，就放在心里面。
And so, if the disciples were really honest, they would have listened to what Jesus said here.
就好像圣经里面记载，玛利亚她听见主的话，就藏在心里面，反复的思想。
Just like Mary, it says in the Bible that Mary often heard what God did, and she put it in her heart.
我们读圣经觉得玛利亚不太聪明，不是很聪明。
Sometimes when we read the Bible, we think, "Oh, Mary wasn't that smart."
但是她却肯藏在心里面，慢慢思想。
But she took God's words and what she saw and put it in her heart and thought about it.
一个属灵的真理不在乎我们多聪明来明白。
Actually, spiritual truth is not dependent on our intelligence.
而是我们肯不肯放在心里面反复的思想。
But it's whether we are willing to put it in our hearts and really think about it.
其实反复的思想就证明我们很笨，不大聪明，不能一次就明白，对吗？
Actually, if we have to do that, maybe that says that we're not all that smart.
但是反复思想的目的就是说，这样想有理，那样想没有道理，再过来想想又有道理，想来想去，仔细的思量。
But when we do that, you know, we can think, oh, is this right? Is it not right? And we can really think about it.
但是门徒们恐怕没有放在心上。
But actually here, it seems like the disciples didn't really put what Jesus said into
it. 所以马太第二次记载他们又听见耶稣说这样的话。
And so Matthew a second time recorded Jesus saying the same type of thing.
怎么说的？耶稣在上耶路撒冷去的路上，快要靠近耶路撒冷的时候，又对他们讲话了。
And so when Jesus was going to Jerusalem, he said again the same type of thing to the disciples.
又记载在马太福音17章里面。
In Matthew chapter 17,
在这里他耶稣又说了十七章里面第二十三节。
And Matthew chapter 17 verse 23.
二十二二十三节这样说，他们还住在加利利的时候，耶稣对门徒说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，第三日他要复活，门徒就大大的忧愁。
And so again, Jesus said in verse 22 to 23, when they came together in Galilee,He said to them, the Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men.
这里记载
him, and on the third day he will be raised to life, and the disciples were filled with grief.
记载他们还住在加利利，还没有动身往耶路撒冷去的时候。
And so this is telling us they were still in Galilee at this time.
他们心里忧愁。
But they were filled with grief when they
只是不敢像彼得那样开口说，万不可如此。
But at this time they didn't, were not willing to be like Peter and said, no, you can't do that.
我们不知道门徒们忧愁是为了耶稣的安危呢，还是为了他们自己的前途。
But we don't know here whether the disciples are filled with grief because of Jesus saying this or for their own safety.
其实两样可能都有。
Actually, it's maybe for both reasons.
他们对耶稣的安危是自然的想到的。
Because if they have to think about themselves, that's something that's a natural reaction.
但是因为耶稣的安危，关系他们自己自身的前途如何。
But, you know, they thought about Jesus' safety is natural, but also they're thinking about their own future.
假如我们现在所跟随的这位领袖死了，怎么办？
They're thinking to themselves, well, if one day our leader dies, then what becomes of us?
那么我们跟随是不是跟错人了？
Maybe we follow the wrong leader.
这些想法我相信我们每个人都会有。
And I think this would be something we would all think about.
今天你在公司里面做事，你的老板如何跟你的影响很大。
And just like if we're in a company working and, you know, our boss has a lot of influence on us.
假如你的老板，你的上司有前途，你也有前途。
If our boss or our supervisor has a good future, we also have a good future.
如果他被公司看中，换句话说，他这个部门被公司看中，你也被看中。
You know, and if the company really...values him, then all of those under him and maybe in his department are all also valued.
有一天他升官，可能你也升上去接他的位置，是吧？
Maybe if he's promoted someday, you'll be promoted along with him.
但是耶稣告诉门徒说，他们要杀他，门徒们忧愁。
But Jesus said to his disciples that they were going to kill him, and the disciples were filled.
我虽然不完全知道门徒们的想法。
Even though I don't know exactly what the disciples were thinking,
但是他们的忧愁绝对不是因为耶稣说他要复活。
But I think that it was not because Jesus said that he would be raised to life.
对吗？
Right?
耶稣这边说他们要杀害他，第三天他要复活，有没有这样讲啊？
And in verse 23 it says they will kill him and on the third day he will be raised to life.
接下去说门徒们家就大大忧愁，你以为是因为复活的缘故才忧愁吗？
And so after that it says that the disciples were filled with grief. Do you think they were sad because he said that he would be raised to life?
如果耶稣说第三日他要复活，他们听进去了，我想他们不会忧愁。
And if they really heard what Jesus said that on the third day he would be raised to life, I don't think that they would be sad.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道我们很多时候听话是选择性的听话。
And so, you know, oftentimes when we listen to things, we selectively listen.
听见想听的话，不是听见该听的话。
So we often hear what we want to hear and not what we should hear.
所以耶稣第三次又对他们说。
And so again, Jesus for the third time said to them.
这一次在马太福音记载二十章里面。
And this time it was in Matthew chapter 20.
二十章第十九节。还是一样，我们再读十七、十八、十九，一起来读。耶稣上耶路撒冷去的时候，在路上把十二个门徒带到一边，对他们说：“看啊，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，又交给外邦人将他戏弄、鞭打，钉在十字架上。第三日，他要复活。”
And so Matthew chapter 20, verse 17 to 19 says, Now Jesus was going up to Jerusalem. He took the 12 disciples aside and said to them, We are going up to Jerusalem.And the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. On the third day, he will be raised to life.
你说这是他们听进去了没有?
And do you think that they actually heard what Jesus said this time?
你们说他听见没有?
What do you think?
啊?听进去没有?
Do you think they really heard this
time? 所以上你说他听见没有? 听进去了没有?
What do you think?
没有。有没有人说他们听进去了?
Who here thinks that they actually heard this time?
我说他们听进去了，但是听错了。
But I think this time they did hear, but didn't hear correctly.
为什么？因为接下来你看，西庇的两个儿子在那里什么？争论谁为大？将来在你的国里，我们哪一个坐在左边，哪个坐在右边，好极了，对不对
？And see what the reaction is. You see that the two sons of Zebedee came and wanted to see who was sit on the right hand and the left hand of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，你说他们听进去了没有？
So you think that they really heard?
他们联想很丰富啊！耶稣就要复活，在他的国里，神的国度就要来了。我们哪个在哪边？左边、右边？马上想到自己的地位。
So they heard this time, but then they thought, well, Jesus is going to be raised to life, and so in His kingdom, they want to talk about who's going to sit on His left and right.
他们还是没有听懂。
But they actually really didn't understand.
因为没有听懂这句话背后所说关乎人类全救恩的问题。
Because they didn't really understand the meaning of.Christ's resurrection.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣讲得这样清楚，他要被交给人，交给文士、法利赛人、长老、祭司长这些人的手里。
And so Jesus, you can see, said so clearly that he was going to suffer and die.
他想着那么多，他说他们要戏弄他，要被交在外邦人手里，戏弄他、鞭打他，以后样样都实现了。
He said so many things in detail about how it would be mocked and flogged and crucified. All these things came to pass.
如果你是旧约的圣徒，你就明白。
And so I think if you were from the Old Testament, you would understand.
旧约的圣徒明白先知的话怎么说的。
And in the Old Testament, they understood what a prophet said.
所有先知的话语都包括立刻应验的部分跟将来要应验的部分。
In the Old Testament, they knew that when prophets spoke, there was a portion that was...
用立刻应验的部分来证明将来应验的部分一定成就。
And so oftentimes what they said is if something happened right away, this proved that what he also said about the future would come true.
这是神顾念我们的软弱，没有看见事实，永远不会相信。
And so this is to help us in our weakness to know that if we don't see something now, we can't believe something that's going to happen in the future.
神要我们明白将来必定要发生事情，就用现在发生的事情来引导我们的信心，好叫我们相信。
So God often uses a message about the future and makes something happen now so that we can believe in
him. 我说一句真话，从礼拜五到礼拜天，就是从受难日到复活节当中有一个整整的安息日可以思想。
So, you know, from Good Friday to now, we have a Sabbath to really think about this holiday.
如果这些门徒们真正把这句话听在心里，
you know, I thought if the disciples really heard what Jesus said,
当他们看见在受难的那天，耶稣基督要上逾越节，在逾越节要上十字架，成为神的羔羊之前，
And so if they really saw during the Passover, that what happened during Passover before Jesus went to the cross.
他们看见在这里马太福音二十章的话一句一句一步一步的实现。
And they would realize that what Jesus had said before is coming true.
人子要被交在祭司长和文士的手里。
And that Jesus was going to be given to the scribes and the high priests.
他们要定他死罪。
And they were going to find him guilty.
又交给外邦人。
And that they would give him over to the Gentiles.
将他戏弄。
To be mocked.
鞭打。
And to be flogged.
钉在十字架上。
And to be crucified.
弟兄姊妹们，这七件事情，一件一件一件一件，按着次序都完成了。
And all these seven things that was Jesus talked about here, they all came true.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你是旧约的圣徒，你是门徒们，听见这句话，应当留心了。
And so, if you were from the Old Testament, you heard these words, you would really put it in your heart.
前面的七八件事情都发生了，后面一件事一定发生。
Because the seven or eight things that he talked about happened already, then what would happen in the future would also happen.
没有一个人像耶稣一样，把他自己受难的事情，咱们一清二楚讲给人听。
There's no one has ever talked about the kind of things that would happen up to and before his death.
弟兄姊妹们，每一件事情都不是耶稣自己一个人能做的。
And you know, all these things actually is not something that Jesus could cause to come about to happen.
今天你到警察局说，请你把我抓起来，我会愿意把自己交给你。他说，为什么要抓你啊？
For example, if Jesus said, "Hey, come arrest me," then someone might say, "Well, why should I arrest you?"
如果今天你在二万警察局做这样事情，他们把你疯子赶出去。
And if you went to the Irvine Police Department and said, arrest me, they'd probably tell you to get out of here.
你怎么可能叫祭司长和文士跟你合作?
And when you think that you could actually get the chief priests and teachers to cooperate?
不是那么每个人天天就被捉拿的。
It's not so easy just to manipulate people like that.
耶稣说他们要把他交给祭司长和文士。
Jesus said that he would be betrayed into the hands of the chief priests and teachers.
他对他们说，他们要定他的死罪。
And that he would be condemned.
然后交给外邦人，交给了比拉多。
And that he would be then turned over to the Gentiles.
然后他们要戏弄他，要鞭打他。
And that he would be mocked and flogged.
在受难日的礼拜中间，我们读到圣经里面告诉说，他们戏弄他，说是你若是真的儿子，可以从十字架上下来吧。
So we know from our Good Friday celebration that when Jesus was on the cross, they were mocking him. They said, "Come down off the cross."
在上十字架之前，他们把他衣服脱了，给他穿上一件紫袍，然后伏在他的面前说：“恭喜犹太人的王啊！”
And before he was crucified, they actually stripped him and they put a crown of thorns on him, and they were making fun of him, saying,
他们鞭打他。
They were flogging him too.
每一件事情都这样发生。你不是说耶稣，你来鞭打我就鞭打了。罗马也有罗马的王法。
And everything that happened. And, you know, you just can't tell the Romans to flog you for nothing.
耶稣没说你们来戏弄我吧，他们就来戏弄他，有没有这样？
Is it possible that Jesus said, "Oh, come and mock me"?
这里发生的事情非常的复杂，当中有各样的嫉妒，有各样的纷争，有各样不同的看法，连祭司长、文士、法利赛人、撒都该人都不是同心的。
You know, and all these things is very complicated. So many people involved, the teachers, chief priests, all these different people.
耶稣把它简化了，最后简单这样几件，简单可以当作坐标，给我们看见路上发生事情那个定位的点。
And you know, it's just the way Jesus described it was very concise and just kind of like a milepost along the road.
你看见我要被交给他们。
And you can see that he was going to be given to over.
你们看见我要被定罪。
He said, "You can see that I'm going to be condemned."
你们看见我要被交给外邦人。
You can see that I'm going to be turned over to the Gentiles.
你们看见他们要戏弄我。
You can see that they're going to mock me.
你们看见他们要鞭打我。
You can see that they're going to flog me.
你们看见他们要把我钉在十字架上。
He said, "You will see that I will be crucified."
弟兄姊妹们，如果你真的听见耶稣的话。你到这一步，你已经应当俯伏下来说：“主啊，你是真神，你是基督，你知道所要发生的事。”
And so, if you were the disciples and you heard all these things and saw these things, you should really believe that Jesus was God because He could predict all these things.
在耶稣基督复活以前，你已经知道他应当复活。
And before Jesus was resurrected, you should already know that he would be resurrected.
但弟兄姊妹们，很可惜，很惭愧，这些门徒们不明白。
But unfortunately, the disciples did not understand.
所以才有到了28章去坟墓的时候所遇见的那些惊吓、害怕跟意外的事情。
And so it is that in Matthew 28 it's recorded about all the fear and surprise and reaction to Jesus' resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，你知道为什么大石头滚开吧？
Brothers and sisters, do you know why the stone was rolled aside?
那个石头不是挡住耶稣的。
Actually, that stone could not prevent Jesus from resurrecting.
是帮助那些妇女可以不要花力气打开墓门，看见耶稣已经复活。
It was to help the women without any labor to be able to see inside the tomb.
这些天使们知道耶稣要复活，已经复活了，所以在那里准备了一切，让这些妇女们很快就看见。
Actually, the angels knew that Jesus was going to be resurrected, so they pushed the stone aside so the women could see inside easily.
弟兄姊妹们，我们说了这些门徒们相信他的人、跟随耶稣的人这么样子愚笨，是不是？我们看看犹太人怎么样。
Let's see how the Jews,
请看27章，马太27章。
And let's look at Matthew chapter 27.
62节，次日就是预备日的第二天，祭司长和法利赛人聚集来见比拉多，说：“大人，我们记得那诱惑人的还活着的时候，曾说三日后。”我要复活，因此请吩咐人将坟墓把守妥当，直到第三日，恐怕他的门徒来把他偷了去，就告诉百姓说他从死里复活了。这样，那后来的迷惑比先前的更厉害了。比拉多说：“你们有看守的兵，去吧，尽你们所能的把守妥当。”他们就带着看守的兵同去，封了石头，将坟墓把守妥当。
Matthew chapter 27, starting with verse 62 to 66, it says, The next day, the one after preparation day, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate. Sir, they said, we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, after 3 days I will rise again. So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first.Take a guard, Pilate answered. Go make the tomb as secure as you know how. So they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting the guard.
弟兄姊妹，你说这些犹太人有没有信心啊？
And so what do you think? Do you think the Jews had faith?
有没有信心啊？
What do you think?
他们若真有信心，就相信耶稣了。
I think if they really had faith, they would have believed in Jesus.
这叫做将信将疑。
And this is kind of like half believing, half doubting.
将信将疑好像比门徒们信还多一点。
And it seems like maybe they believed a little bit more than the disciples.
你看这很有意思啊。他们不怕一万，只怕万一。
You know, so they didn't really think it would happen, but they thought it might happen.
万一这事情发生怎么办？我们怎么解释？所以要做一点防范的措施啊。
And so they would say, well, what if it really came true? Well, we've got to be prepared for that.
那些如果真的啊，他们还想到耶稣复活是不可能，但是门徒来把他偷去而假造复活是很可能的。
So maybe they didn't really believe Jesus would be resurrected, but they thought maybe the disciples would come steal the body.
所以这些法利赛人一定很高兴，所谓道高一尺，魔高一丈，他们比门徒们走在前面一步。
So they probably felt pretty happy they were so smart that they could think ahead, so they made the step.
感谢主，有这些将信将疑的犹太人。
And so I thank God that there was these half believing, half doubting Jews.
如果这些犹太人没有一个是半信半疑，个个都不信，他们根本不会做防范的工作，对不对？
And you know, if these Jews didn't have this kind of mindset, they wouldn't have done any preparation.
所以就不会有人来看坟墓。
And so there wouldn't have been a guard there.
耶稣基督复活了，他们就说：“哦，门徒把他偷去了。”
And so if Jesus actually resurrected and was not there anymore, they would say, "Oh, you know, his disciples stole his body."
所以虽然道高一尺，魔高一丈，神比他们还要聪明。
So even though they, you know.were kind of cunning, but God was even smarter than them.
好啊，罗马兵丁，请来看守坟墓。
And so, okay, the Romans came and guarded the tomb.
这些罗马兵丁是受过训练的，晚上不睡觉的。
You know, these Roman guards, they didn't sleep at night while they were guarding.
他们不可以睡觉，睡觉要杀头的。
If they were caught sleeping, they would have been executed.
他们好好的看守，都看守住了。
And so they posed a good guard.
弟兄姊妹，我们读圣经要读得仔细，木门是什么时候滚开的？
And so when we read scripture, we must read it in detail. So when was the stone rolled aside?
是妇女们到了墓前之前不久才打开的。
Actually, the tomb was not opened until right before the women got there.
所以整个晚上，那些兵丁们看得死死的，门没有开，这个木洞石头就挡在那里，没有人可以出来，也没有人可以进去。
So actually, the whole night the guards were there, and they were sure that no one came in or came out of that tomb.
所以他们才看见，忽然一下石头开了，他们吓得浑身颤抖啊。
And so all of a sudden, when they saw the stone rolled aside, they were just stunned. They didn't know what to do.
这些士兵胆子很大的。
You know, these Roman soldiers, they had a lot of courage.
杀人都不怕，死都不怕。
They weren't afraid of dying, they weren't afraid of killing.
大概他们怕看见鬼。
But I think they might have been afraid of.
他们以为天使是鬼魂啊。
They thought maybe the angels were ghosts.
吓死了。
And they were really scared.
弟兄姊妹们，幸亏这些罗马士兵受了法利赛人这些人的鼓动来看住坟墓。
So we have to be thankful, actually, that the Roman guards were there at the request of the Jewish leaders.
所以今天基督徒不需要假造一个复活的事实。
And so, you know, as Christians, we don't have to kind of make something up about Jesus' resurrection.
门徒没有把耶稣的尸体偷去。
You know, disciples did not steal the body.
没有一个人像耶稣这样宣告自己的死亡。
There's no one like Jesus who actually predicted his own death like this.
又没有一次。又没有一个人能像耶稣这样明白地说到他将要复活。犹太人尽了一些方法跟罗马兵丁合作，请罗马的官府帮助他们看守。严厉的看守。我也很稀奇，为什么这些犹太人知道。
You know, I was wondering why these Jewish leaders asked this.
我不晓得是不是彼得还是他的同伴讲出去的。
You know, how did the Jewish leaders know? Did Peter actually tell someone?
但是不管他们什么时候听见耶稣说的。
But I don't know exactly how they heard what Jesus had said.
他们防止门徒们偷盗尸体已经做到了。
But they did guard the tomb and not let the disciples come and steal the body.
天使最后一句话说：“你们来看放，看安放他的地方。”
And you know, the last thing the angel said was, "Come and see where he lay."
为什么要看？
And why did someone need to come see?
已经复活了就复活了。
You know, if he is resurrected, he's resurrected.
其实不需要。
Actually, you don't even need to see where.
但是门徒们这些妇女们，他们的信心要有一个看得见的事实。
But you know, the women they needed their faith needed to be something that could be seen.
怎么知道他已经复活？
So how do we know that he resurrected?
弟兄姊妹们，最大的一个证据就是当时在坟墓里面的那个裹尸巾、裹尸布。
One of the biggest proofs is the fact that the burial clothes in the tomb.
我请问你，你裹尸怎么裹法的？
Let me ask you, you know, when you prepare a body and wrap it, how do you do it?
裹尸巾是很软的，对不对？
No, that cloth is very soft.
事实上，天主教里面他们说有个遗物是耶稣的裹尸巾，为什么？上面有一些他脸上的形状，有些血迹在那里。
And the Catholic Church, they believe they actually have the wrappings of Jesus' body, they call it Shroud of Turin.
所以为什么裹尸巾这么重要？
And so why is that so important?
天主教说我们有个遗物，这是圣物。
And the Catholic Church has this shroud, they believe it's a holy relic.
其实裹尸巾是不是仍然存在不再重要
Actually, if those are the real cloth or not, it's not that important.
最重要的是这个裹尸巾当时在什么情形在这坟墓里什么地方怎么样情形
Actually, what's more important is where were the cloth, where was it found?
弟兄姊妹们这个裹尸巾还是原样裹在一起不过里面呢是塌下来空了
Actually,burial cloth was in its original form, but it was empty inside.
你试试看裹空气怎么裹法。
And so, you know, how would you wrap air?
你把它做成裹尸的样子，你裹裹看。
how would you wrap something and make it like a body shape with nothing inside?
我们需要借着妇女的眼睛去看这个裹尸巾怎么样子。
So we must think through the eyes of the women what they actually saw.
其实不只是妇女们看见，在约翰福音里面记载，约翰和彼得也看了，也看到了。
Actually, not just the women that saw, but in the Gospel of John, it reports how John and Peter also saw.
裹尸巾还在那里，裹尸布还在那里，人不在里面，空的。
But it was empty.
这就是妇女们所需要的真正的证据，他已经复活，他不在这里。刚才我说石头不需要打开，因为石头挡不住复活的耶稣。
Before I said that, actually we didn't need, the stone did not need to be rolled aside because Jesus had already resurrected. It didn't couldn't block him.
其实裹尸巾也裹不住耶稣。
Actually, it's the same thing with the burial cloth. It was not be able to prevent him from being resurrected.
你记得在约翰福音第十章里面，耶稣曾经叫拉萨路从坟墓里出来，对吧？
And you remember in John chapter 10 where Jesus told Lazarus to come out of the tomb?
拉萨路出来了。
And he just came out.
因为耶稣叫他复活，他就复活了。
Because Jesus told him to be raised from the dead.
但是接下来耶稣讲了一句话。
But after that, Jesus said something.
大家圣经熟的话说什么？解开，叫他走。
And so, what did Jesus say after Lazarus came out? They said, "Take off his burial clothes and let him go."
Lazarus 自己能不能解开裹尸巾啊？
能不能 ？Lazarus could take off his own.
你说他能不能
？You think he could?
你说他能不能
？What do you think?
他能够站起来已经了不起了，跳着出来大概是。
If he was able to just stand up and come out of the tomb, that was already pretty well.
大概是这样跳的，是不是
？You think he maybe was like this?
怎么解开
？So how do you get it off him?
要人跟他解开吧。
You need someone to help him unwrap it.
你有没有手受伤裹过这个绷带？有没有
？Have you ever been wrapped with a bandage?
一卷卷慢慢卷，对不对？卷开，然后慢慢卷开，对不对
？And it's something you have to slowly unwrap.
耶稣是不是有人跟他解开裹尸巾啊
？And so what do you think? Did Jesus need someone to help him unwrap his burial?
他已经不在了。
Actually, he wasn't there.
出去了。
Out of
已经复活了。
He was already been resurrected.
感谢主，这个裹尸巾成了他的证据。
So thank God that this burial clothes actually became his proof of his resurrection.
Hallelujah, 耶稣复活了。
Praise the Lord, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 耶稣复活，我们一起讲 Hallelujah.
Let's say it together, Hallelujah, Jesus.
他已经复活。
He's risen.
他不在这里。
He's not here.
正如他所说的。
Just like he said.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们听见的复活节的信息。
Brothers, today we have heard the message of Easter.
我说我们今天应当欢喜快乐，应当庆祝。
We should be happy celebrating.
庆祝复活节，为什么
？And we should celebrate Easter. Why?
因为他已经复活。
Because he has risen from the dead.
不仅他从死里复活，他给我们所有的人复活的盼望。
Not only did he raise from the dead, but he also gave all of us hope.
因为耶稣基督在约翰福音第十章拉萨路复活节就说过，信我的人都要复活。
Because in John chapter 10, when Lazarus was resurrected, Jesus said, "Those who believe in me will live again."
生命在我，复活也在我，我是生命，我是复活。
And he said, "I am the resurrection and I am the life."
所以每一个相信他的人都要复活。
So all who believe in him will also be raised from
the dead. 这是我们的盼望。
And this is our hope.
今天早上在主日节的时候，我们问起来一个信主人和不信主人最大的分别在哪里？最大的分别就是我们有盼望。
So today during Sunday school, we asked, you know, someone who believes and is not a believer, what's the biggest difference? And the difference is that the believer has hope.
我们所有的朋友，我的同学都跟我一样年龄，都已经差不多70岁了。
You know, a lot of my friends, they are all about my age, about 70.
他们的盼望是什么？
You know, what is their hope?
两个盼望。
They have two hopes.
三个盼望应该说，三个盼望。
Actually, three.
一个是生病少一点，不要那么痛苦。
That they'll have not as much sickness, not as much suffering.
第二，有足够的钱能够活到死为止。
And that number two, that they have enough money to live all the way until they go pass away.
第三，最好我在我太太以前先死。
And the third is that hopefully they'll pass away first before their wife does.
弟兄姊妹们，我的同学会，他们谈的，我的同学会 reunion 的时候，他们谈到最多的题目就是这些。
And you know, my classmates, when we got together for a reunion, these are the things that they were talking about.
真是有盼望啊！盼望我太太先死，我先死在我盼盼盼太盼望我先死在我太太之前，是不是盼望
？You know, their hope was that they would pass away first before their wife.
真是好的盼望！哎呀，真有盼望。
Oh, they thought that was a great hope.
是这样吗
？You think so?
我们基督徒怎样
？What do we believe as Christians?
活得大有盼望。
We have a great hope.
因为在这个生命结束之后，马上就到那个生命去了。
Because when this life is over, we will start another life.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经最后一本书叫做启示录。
In the last book of the Bible is called Revelation.
讲到复活的盼望，讲到复活的事，讲到神的国度，讲到新天新地。
And talks about the resurrection, the new life, the new kingdom in God.
你说好，但是那个很远，现在怎么样？
You know, it sounds good, but what about now?
现在更加有盼望，天天有盼望。
But now we can have hope.
因为神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
我们知道神与我们同在是一个基本的信仰的真理跟事实。
You know, the presence of God, that's the basic truth in our faith.
盼望中间，哎，刚才 Francis 演的那个幻灯太好了，我不记得他讲了多少，一样一样都是我们今天的盼望。
You know, I really like the video that we put on before the service. It really talked about all the basic truths we're talking about today.
不过太快了，没有人记得。
But it went by so fast.
虽然不记得不要紧，你是有盼望的人，你知道吗？
But even if you don't remember everything, you know, you are someone that can have hope.
因为提摩太前书上告诉我们说，我们的盼望神，我们的盼望不是一件事情，是神自己。
You know, because in 1 Timothy it says that our hope is not in anything else, it's in God.
靠着耶稣基督复活的盼望，大有胆量。
And so, as we trust in the Lord's resurrection, we have courage.
你看，基督徒2000年来见证，就是因着耶稣的复活，因着我们相信他的复活，我们也有复活的盼望，每天都充满了力量，充满喜乐，生活在地上。
And so, you can see over these last 2000 years, because of the faith that Christians have in Jesus' resurrection, we canLive each day with hope, with strength.
有一首短诗叫 Because He Lives, 因他活着。
You know, there's a hymn that's called Because He Lives.
不再惧怕。
It says, we no longer fear.
因为我知道 Because I know
because
He lives.
Because I know He lives.
所以我们生活大有盼望。
So, you know, we really have a great hope.
我们怎么庆祝复活节？
So how should we celebrate Easter?
除了我们知道耶稣基督复活之外，我们更知道基督教的信仰的根基就在复活。
Not only do we believe that Jesus was raised, but that our foundation, our faith is at His resurrection.
有一天，有个弟兄姊妹，有一位姊妹问我。
One day there was a sister that asked me.
因为罗马书里面告诉我们说，他被交给人是为我们的称，是为叫我们称义。他复活啊，他复活是叫我们称义。他被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为我们称义。
You know, there's a passage in Romans that talks about how, you know, he
delivered to man, 被交给人
for our sins, and his resurrection was for our righteousness.
他说，耶稣基督钉十字架跟复活能不能分开？
And you know, he asked me, can we separate the crucifixion and the resurrection?
换句话说，你要想一想，耶稣基督已经为我们钉十字架，是不是我们的救恩已经得着了？是不是耶稣基督保险已经洗净我们罪了？
And so,You know, you have to think. Well, if Jesus was crucified, does that mean that our sins are taken away already?
我想，如果你仔细想，都要点头说是。耶稣基督，神的羔羊，被杀献祭，我们的罪已经得了赦免。
I think if you think about it, you would agree and say yes. After he was crucified, our sins have been washed away.
那么为什么还要复活呢
？So then, why did he have to be resurrected?
假如耶稣没有复活，我们是不是还得救呢
？And if Jesus wasn't resurrected, would we still be saved?
从道理上，似乎这样。
Logic, it seems like that would be the case.
但是保罗在哥林多前书第15章特别提醒我们，不可以分开来看。
But actually, Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
有好几个理由。一个是因为耶稣基督复活，代表他在神面前已经被神悦纳。
Because the resurrection of Christ represents the fact that he's been wholly accepted by God.
他被杀，他的羔羊被杀。 有没有神悦纳呢？是不是这个羔羊够资格呢？
The fact that he was crucified, was it acceptable to God?
因为在旧约里面，献给神的羔羊，献给神的祭物，一定要没有瑕疵，没有斑点，没有任何的斑，没有皱纹，没有任何的瑕疵的羔羊羔才能当做赎罪，才能够当做逾越节的羔羊献上。
Because in the Old Testament, the Passover lamb had to be pure with no blemish.
不能献有瑕疵的羊。
You couldn't just bring something that was unhealthy or sick.
所以弟兄姊妹们，耶稣基督复活，表示神已经悦纳了耶稣基督为我们赦罪而死。
So Jesus' resurrection tells us that God accepted Jesus' sacrifice.
我们相信耶稣基督肉身复活。
And we believe that Jesus resurrected in the flesh.
因为他的复活是证明神的能力。
Because his resurrection tells us of God's power.
保罗甚至说，如果他没有复活，那我们也就都不复活，死人都不复活，我们的心就是徒然的。
Actually, Paul even says that if Jesus was not raised, then we would not have no hope of being raised.
因为基督教的信仰不仅说明我们的罪已经得了赦免，还相信神把复活的生命赐给了我们。
So in Christianity, we believe not only that our sins have been washed away, but that the life that God wants to give us has been given to us.
弟兄姊妹们，因着复活的缘故，我们今天生活有力量。
So because of the resurrection, we can live with power.
我们能够凭着耶稣基督应许的而生活，他给我们力量，给我们一切所需要的恩典。
Because of Jesus' promise, we can live with power.
最后一件事情，庆祝复活节，我们应当怎样？
So last thing that we should remember while celebrating Easter.
我盼望在我们中间有些还没有接受耶稣基督做救恩的，停止你一切的摸索，已经给你圣经给你足够的证据，你可以相信耶稣。
I hope that for all of you here who not yet believed in Jesus, that you would believe in him. There's enough proof here in the Bible.
因为圣经上说，他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
Because the Bible says that after Jesus resurrected, this was a proof for everyone.
停止一切的摸索。
And so you can stop all your searching.
如果我能对我的同学讲这些复活这些信息，我说，不要再寻找了，你已经找到了。
I could say that to my classmates, I would. I would say, stop searching. You already have the answer.
你知道我有很多同学是佛教徒。
You know, actually, I have a lot of classmates who are Buddhists.
还有一个同学一直威胁他的太太，他要去出家去了。
You know, actually, one of my classmates actually says he wants to go become a monk.
他太太一直跟我讲，他要去做和尚去，我才不管他，让他去做和尚去。
And he's threatening his wife, and his wife said, oh, you go ahead.
你知道这个信仰也可以变成威胁的手段。
You know, sometimes we can use our faith to threaten others.
很多同学相信佛教，相信禅宗，在那里打坐学习这些事情。
You know, actually, a lot of my classmates are Buddhists and they believe in all of these things.
他们在做什么？
What are they doing?
你不要轻看他，他在寻找。
What are they? You know, we shouldn't make light of them. Actually, they're searching.
寻找永生，知道吗？
They're looking for eternal life.
寻找不朽坏。
They're looking for eternity.
寻找死亡之后怎么样？
They're looking for what happens after death.
我巴不得他们听见耶稣基督宣告的复活。
I really hope that they can hear the proclamation of Jesus' resurrection.
我也巴不得我们今天所有信主的弟兄姊妹们，所有神的儿女，能到处传扬耶稣基督已经复活了。
And I hope that all of us believers, we can go out and tell people about Jesus' resurrection.
他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
Because he was resurrected, we have the proof that we need that to believe.
他从死里复活，神用大能标明这是神的儿子。
And so God proclaimed that Jesus was his son through the resurrection.
感谢主，今天聚完会之后，有几位弟兄姊妹们要受洗，归在耶稣基督的名下。
I'm thankful that today after the service, there's several that are going to be baptized.
盼望不仅复活节，我们盼望每个礼拜都有人陆陆续续的相信耶稣基督，他的复活，他的受死，他的复活，作为我们信仰的根基。
I hope not just today, but every Sunday there'll be people that will believe in the Jesus' resurrection.